This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the podcast from JNS Pediatrics for November 30th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading synopses of articles on interventional neurosurgery and vascular disorders published today. Cerebrospinal fluid shunt infection due to gamella hemolysans, a case report by William Bew Lowe and colleagues. In this report, the authors describe the first case of CNS infection by gamella hemolysans associated with an implant. Gamella hemolysans has long been considered a commensal in the human upper respiratory tract. Commensals are natural inhabitants on or within another organism, deriving benefit without harming or benefiting the host. Opportunistic infection of the CNS by the species is exceedingly rare. In the present case, a 16-year-old boy was admitted with a ventriculoperitoneal shunt infection, which was confirmed to be due to gamella hemolysans, by using a commercially available laboratory strip. Following antibiotic treatment, removal of the old shunt, and delayed insertion of a new shunt, the patient made a full neurological recovery. To the author's knowledge, this is the eighth case of CNS infection by gamella hemolysans. Although prosthesis-related infections have been reported in other systems, this is the first case in the CNS associated with an implant. The difficulty in diagnosing gamella hemolysans infection due to the variable Gram staining property of the organism is emphasized. Successful rheolytic mechanical thrombectomy of cerebral venous thrombosis in a pediatric patient. A case report by Stylianos Ramos and co-authors. In this case report, the authors present the successful use of rheolytic thrombectomy in a 3-year-old patient with trisomy 21 and progressive neurological decline attributed to acute left transverse and sigmoid sinus occlusion and deep venous system thrombosis. The patient exhibited marked clinical improvement and was awake within a few hours after the procedure. He attained recovery to his premorbid neurological status. Magnetic resonance venography at the 1-year follow-up revealed complete recanalization of the deep venous system and partial reconstitution of flow in the left transverse sinus. Rheolytic thrombectomy has been previously used in adults with venous sinus occlusion with good results and may be a safe and viable treatment option in the pediatric population as well. Rheolytic thrombectomy may be particularly effective in the treatment of heavy clot burdens in the process of organization, which may be encountered when patients present in a delayed fashion. Partial recanalization of venous sinus occlusion is all that may be required in order to allow for reconstitution of venous outflow, prevent endothelial damage or even venous rupture, and limit the risk of hemorrhagic transformation. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.